This is the Wikipedia page for Stendhal syndrome. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
And I'm Victor Vernado, KSN, reminding everybody to subscribe because this is a podcast where we read about syndromes, and that's always fun.
You'll even get Stendhal syndrome from listening to this episode.
I doubt it.
Stendhal syndrome. For the film, see the Stendhal syndrome. Stendhal syndrome, Stendhal's syndrome, or Florence syndrome, is a psychosomatic condition involving rapid heartbeat, fainting, confusion, and even hallucinations, allegedly occurring when individuals become exposed to objects, artworks, or phenomena of great beauty and antiquity.
The affliction is named after the 19th century French author Stendhal, pseudonym of Marie-Henri Bayle, who described his experience with the phenomenon during his 1817 visit to Florence in his book Naples and Florence, a journey from Milan to Reggio. When he visited the Basilica of Santa Croce, where Michelangelo, and Galileo Galilei are buried, he was overcome with profound emotion. Stendhal wrote, "I was in sort of an ecstasy from the idea of being in Florence close to the great men whose tombs I had seen, absorbed in the contemplation of sublime beauty. I reached the point where one encounters celestial sensations. Everything spoke so vividly to my soul. Ah, if I could only forget, I had the palpitations of the heart, what in Berlin they call nerves. Life was drained from me. I walked with the fear of falling."
Wiki listeners, you can help support us by listening to this message while you observe your psychosomatic syndrome.
Thank you for listening to that message, Wiki listeners. It's me, Stendhal. I'm back. Hello.
Although psychologists have long debated whether Stendhal syndrome exists, the apparent effects on some individuals are severe enough to warrant medical attention. The staff at Florence's Santa Maria Nuova Hospital are accustomed to tourists suffering from dizzy spells or disorientation after viewing the Statue of David, the artworks of the Uffizi Gallery, and other historic treasures of the Tuscan city.
There are numerous accounts of people fainting while taking in Florentine art, dating from the early 19th century. The syndrome was only named in 1979 when it was described by Italian psychiatrist Graziella Magherini, who observed over 100 similar cases among tourists in Florence. There exists no scientific evidence to define Stendhal syndrome as a specific psychiatric disorder. However, there is evidence that the same cerebral areas involved in emotional responses are activated during exposure to art. The syndrome is not listed as a recognized condition in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders.
A more recent account of the Stendhal syndrome was in 2018 when a visitor to the Uffizi Gallery in Florence suffered a heart attack while admiring Sandro Botticelli's The Birth of Venus.
He's like, "Oh, that's some good art." They died. Well, I guess they probably, I don't know if they did die.
Yeah, we don't know.
They suffered a heart attack, but probably they survived. Probably.
We hope. I hope he survived.
What?
I keep saying he, but we weren't given a gender.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Because it was a heart attack, and that's more often in men, I think. So it makes you think of a man.
This has been the Wikipedia page for Stendhal syndrome. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your Stendhal syndrome.
If there's a particular Wikipedia page you'd like us to read, let us know. We'll read it.